It is time now to bring in Tim Luke and Greg Straub, the appraisal guys, the Frick and Frack of Nick and Knack. You can find them at TQAG.com or right here on Robinhood Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That's good.
We've got a full house today.
It would appear that way, and everyone's connected, which is even more fascinating.
Wow. Now, are you both in the same location, or once again, are you a world traveler, Tim?
No, we're in the same location, and actually, we travel together on Thursday. We're going on vacation.
What? No. That's not allowed.
I know.
First, I'm going to ask where you're going, and then in my just life detection, have figured out something pretty interesting out there. So first, where are you going?
Okay.
Well, we leave on Thursday morning. We're flying to Phoenix for 4 days. We're going to be staying at the Arizona Grand Resort, and we're golfing. We're taking our golf clubs with us for our first official golf vacation.
Yep. And then be like Chevy Chase's on the road.
Hopefully not. No. And then after 4 days, we jet off to Sonoma. Napa.
Well, San Francisco, and then we'll drive up to Napa.
And then we're staying at a resort up there, also with our golf clubs, and we have 6 rounds of golf booked for the entire vacation.
And
so,
Tim, are you excited about that?
We have some wineries booked.
Yeah, I was just going to ask about the winery part, but you know what?
Oh yeah.
Here is something.
Or drink plenty of wine before you play golf.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It makes it easier. It makes it easier.
It certainly does.
In this latest incarnation, I don't think we're allowed to drink wine anymore. But listen, here is what I discovered from someone totally random, and I wanted to ask you about it. You ready? Without naming names, changed the tenor of their business, and they are putting together sales for a fairly well-known auction house. And this person did their first sale, and the thing that surprised them the most was how many people actually showed up. And it's almost as though, you know what they say, you live long enough and ... there is a resurgence. It's just beginning, but, you know, trends are, most news is after the fact. In life, you sort of need to be a little bit ahead of it. But it appears that there is a real interest, going out, seeing what it is, looking at it, and perhaps purchasing it live and in person if you are there. And so I wondered if you were detecting anything like that, or just what your experience is, because you too changed your style when you went to Gurjan.
Sure.
And there had to be a reason for that.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't because of auction, I don't think, because we've said this time and time again, there will always be a place and there will always be interest in sitting in a live auction room. That's a good thing, because we've talked about this also in the past, where touchy-feely and look, you know, before you buy something will never go away.
I think there were those who believed for changing
their business model to include doing, you know, live auction.
It was actually not dissimilar to what happened what Tim did in his someone came along and it's an already established outfit. But what I noted is that these already established outfits are noticing resurgence. That there seems to be a slight difference now in what their clients and consumers are looking for.
Right. And I think a lot of that is that it depends on the assets being sold and and what it is, because in certain areas we do see that there is this, wow, yeah, I want to get in there, take a look at this, and we'll go to the actual auction. In other areas, you know, I just did an auction for Bertoia's, and it was nice assortment of things, but you know, the same 20 people were there. I mean, they had people there. It wasn't like there was more, but what Bertoia has been doing too, and this is what I'm seeing is kind of the difference, or they're learning, here's what we need to do to get more people in the door, is to showcase things that are coming up in November. So they showcased what, this was a September sale, but they had all these items that will be in the November sale too. And the collectors and anyone interested, they're coming to the sale anyway. Oh, and you can also preview what's coming up in November, so they can also check that off. And you know, it's just kind of cross marketing. So depending on what they're doing, what I've noticed is that instead of businesses just doing one particular, here's what we're doing, is that they're saying, come either then or whenever you want and before the sale, and you can preview not only the sale but also some things that are coming up, so makes your trip worthwhile. So it is interesting, and it is interesting to see that people are enjoying. I think that the other side of this is that, and this is what Bertoia has also told me about this, is that people would prefer to bid online. Some will prefer to bid online and pay the extra premium to bid online. But others are saying, wait, you know, if there's an expensive piece, why pay that extra 5% when I can just go in person? And that 5% that I would be spending to bid online, I could use that to just fly there and take a look at everything. And so it's also a cost thing, is that they're also looking at the cost factors. And it is interesting because they are taking a look at a closer look at just attending in person.
And the other totally random but a different place where there seems to be a, my obviously word of the half hour, resurgence is live music. There are a lot of people who just like to go. Yeah, some people never stopped, but some people have. And I'm pretty sure it's generational. And again, I applaud anyone who is taking steps for what's coming along rather than reacting to what already is. But there again, seems to be more of a focus on, if not doing both, then certainly getting out there and having the tangible experience of
it. It's changed
to get out there.
It's changed back, not only in art but in music, because there's so many different ways now you can display art, and there's so many different ways
and experience
that,
it,
and yet that people can experience it. And same thing with music. There's tango nights, there's tango dance nights, there's folk. it really has changed.
I know.
And it had to, because people used to go out, and I can say this because I'm of that age, I used to go out to a bar or to a nightclub to drink and hear music, but the music was almost a secondary part. It had to be good music for you to go out. Now people go out to enjoy the music or the art first, and
music,
then whatever
right.
comes after. It really has turned around.
But there's a type of socialization, not meaning to sound like puppy class.
No, but it's true.
That is absolutely...
That's very true.
Where the experience of it, and having, having bought things online and having sat, having been in a sales room watching...
I can tell you it's much more exciting if you bid online and you win a classic car. It's much more exciting to be there, the classic car in front of
in
you.
In the room.
And the people bidding against you in the room. It's just, there's no comparison.
It's lively. And you also, you know who you're with. I mean, these are your peeps.
But there's no comparison.
Well, and it's a great exchange of information, too, because that's the other thing, is that that's what I see at Bertoia, is that a lot of collectors talking with other collectors and dealers and hey, I've never seen this piece. Where is this from? And, you know, there's a good exchange of information, too.
And people also forget that they don't just show up for the auction. If you're really going to go to an auction for anything or a CR, you see the stuff before it's auctioned off. You know it. It's
right.
I mean, it's real. It's tangible, even though you know about it online and you can do it online. When you're there, there's just a whole different feel. It really is.
Yeah.
And so with that being said, the Golf Channel.
On another note, this week coming up, or next week actually coming up, is a fun auction of airline memorabilia, including airline outfits, uniforms throughout airline history, that is coming up at an auction company called Peekaboo Gallery
and, in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. And if you go to their website, just type in Peekaboo Gallery and you can find out the website. I've actually posted the link through Live Auctioneers on my Facebook page. So that you can look through the catalog. And did you know that a number of the most of the major airlines used famous designers to design their costumes?
I mean, really famous.
Their
like
uniforms.
Edith Head yeah, and Pucci.
And people. And
Jean-Louis, who yes, he designed the famous dress for Marilyn Monroe. He designed in the 60s and 70s for one of the airlines, and you can see all of the really fun uniforms. And there was one, I forget the airline, that actually had a rain space helmet that you could put over your big do and your hat so you wouldn't get your pretty airline hair all mussed in the rain. And it's a very rare item. And I might actually just post that one particular item individually because I've never seen one. And it was really, really fun. So we'll post that. And I recommend you go there because it's really, you can buy some fun advertising, some get your wings for the first time. I don't know if you'll be able to join the Mile High Club, but
I have a question though. This Peekaboo Gallery, how come they don't have any of the outfit that you're wearing in the picture that I see on online here? With your little
Which one is that?
With your little pistol and your little hat and that little jacket.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. Well,
every kid had one of those. Every kid had one of those.
His little. Cowboy.
Well, you know, you're the reason that I posted that photo on my as my picture because we both. You know, I told you we've said this in the past that I think we're like the Corsican brothers. We're joined at the hip. We have so many things that have been similar throughout our childhood and when we talked about this once, you said that you had one as well. So I thought I got to do this. So I would love to have that outfit right now. Actually,
I had that outfit. I had a train engineer's outfit because my dad liked trains.
Wait, you say outfit? Do you mean costume,
wear it to school? Yeah, you had the cowboy hat, the vest.
Did
black
you wear it to
shirt,
school? Is my question.
No, we wore on the we wore it around the house when we actually used it around the house playing cops and robbers and guy.
You
Westerns
mean when you played?
Stuff.
What's that?
Yes, we actually played in this
people
stuff.
That sit
yeah, we played.
But
yeah.
You don't need that anymore.
I will say the jacket did get worn out to school. The jacket did, with the fringes and everything.
I'm talking about the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except
yeah. Well, it is the whole look. You got to have the whole outfit, otherwise
right.
It didn't work.
That's right.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So, so I want to hear the golf scores when you get back here from your six rounds of golf.
I'm on fire right now. By the way, I really am.
Oh, we can tell which one's leading the golf charge.
Just remember this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you golf in a home of golf, okay, when they come in after golfing to the pub, nobody ever asks what the score was. The question is, who won the match? It doesn't matter.
Right.
Who won the match? So when you guys get in, just remember, it all that matters is who won the match, not the score.
Oh, you'll see by the look on my face when I post the photo who won.
All right, guys, have a good. So we'll speak to you next week, though, right?
It'll be a different time. Yeah, when did we change the time?
Halloween, right around Halloween.
Then we'll be able to end. We're three hours
ahead. Yeah, so. But we'll still be on East Coast time, I'm sure. So we'll be up.
It'll be 4:30 in the morning when we speak next week.
We'll see how that works.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll speak to you guys then. If you decide to take the week off, just let us know.
Okay.
Goodbye. Take care.
Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the Frick and Frack of Nick and Knack, TQAG.com.